My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Starting to Live a Soulful Life, Part 3 of 5. It's part 3 of our series. Welcome back! If you missed the memos, here's last week's about reducing the noise in your life, and from the week before, recognizing when it's not your job to babysit others. Now, we're talking about scheduling in you time. So how does this relate to soulful living, Virginia? That's a great question. Let's unpack it further. If you don't define, create, and protect you time, that soulful work doesn't have room to be planted or grow like a garden. Now let's dive in. Defining you time. Every being on this planet has an idea or a feeling of what their best self-care time looks like. It may be having 5 minutes without distractions and quiet, being creative with a new project, having a walk in the forest or along a beach, and more. But what needs to happen when we imagine what our you time is? We have to give it words. When we give something words or describe it, we get clearer and clearer on what it looks like and would feel like. And once we know that, we know how it would empower our lives and give us the reset we need. Now, let's create it. Creating you time. Since you've taken a piece of paper or your preferred device and defined your you time, you can't stop there. Now is the time to gain some momentum and an action plan. Here are some prompts that will help you do this. How will you get there if your you time needs to be in a different location? Who will help you plan this out if needed? What current tasks or responsibilities do you need to have a person manage or you can set aside so this time gets carved out for your best experience? Finally, get clear on how much time you have versus how much time do you really need to relax and deepen your awareness on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Once you get some answers to these questions and the parameters or definitions you came up with in the earlier section, get that in your planner or on your schedule. I'll wait right here while you go do that, my friends. Protecting and sustaining you time. Once you've taken days or weeks doing your you time ritual, take a moment to solidify how you'll maintain this beautiful, needed work. If you need some ideas, here are the tools I use for defining, creating, and protecting my you time. My planner with color coding highlighters, checkboxes, and an easy layout. A whiteboard to organize my must-do list to keep from feeling overwhelmed in general. Communication with others to delegate tasks or explain my needs. Conversations from like-minded folks who remind me to support my needs so I can support others. Rearranging my computer so I can look out the window to see the trees and nature. After seeing nature stare at me all day at my desk, I go visit her between tasks and more. Use these tools or come up with your own to create a sacred space in your world for you. I can't stress this enough because when we don't do that, it feels like we're depleted in all ways. Plus, we might feel faithless in ourselves and our abilities and when reflecting on the abundance the universe has for us in store. So let's create space for ourselves, our time, and our expansion by starting today. And if that feels overwhelming, just start with 5 minutes. If that feels overwhelming, start with 1. There's no shame in small steps. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.